Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With me is the associate editor of the Times Union, Mike Spain. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with the New York SAFE Act. Today is the deadline for owners of what New York State defines as assault rifles.
Yes, they're required to register them today, or you can modify the rifle and make it so it is no longer officially an assault rifle, or you can dispose of it properly by legally selling it or turning it in to be destroyed. The deadline applies to any previously owned assault weapons, which are now banned for sale or purchase in New York as part of Governor Andrew Cuomo's SAFE Act gun control law. And by far, it was the most divisive part of this gun control law that went into effect a few weeks after the December 2012 massacre at the Sandy Hook Elementary School. Our story today by Jordan Carlio, evangelist, focuses on how supporters of the Second Amendment right to bear arms movement are actually split on how to deal with the SAFE Act. They all oppose it. Some are appealing for moderation, and others are just advocating opposing the law and demanding that people just don't comply. The state police, where you have to register these assault weapons, have not said how many people have done so far, and they apparently won't. They cite a provision in the SAFE Act that keeps all internal data secret, and they say the policy won't change after the registration deadline passes, so we really won't know how many people did comply. You can get a single one-page form to register your weapon with the state police online, and no one knows for sure how many are out there. Some estimate in the hundreds of thousands, and others say it could be more than a million such guns. But regardless, there's already confusion about whether different police agencies are going to enforce it. It would be a misdemeanor to own the gun without properly registering it.
Well, if you've been paying attention, you've probably noticed that the number of extreme storms has increased. And to that end, there was a forum in Albany in order to prepare for this extreme weather.
Yes, the Northeast, more than any other part of the country, has become a hot spot for record rain and flooding in recent years anyway. And it's going to be more frequent, according to people who are attending a conference, a bunch of meteorologists attending a forum at the State University at Albany on Monday. They're saying that all of this is coalesced to increase the chances of severe floods in the capital region and beyond, while heightening the potential for catastrophic fallout that is becoming more and more common due to weather. One of the meteorologists said that this all leads to increasing floods. He predicted that it's only a matter of time before we start seeing more of it. And they cite recent storms like Hurricane Sandy and Tropical Storm Irene, which have hit some creekside towns in Schoharie County and Greene County. And at this forum, they say that it's just going to be increasing, and the most important thing is to educate people about it.
We've been talking with Mike Spain, the associate editor of the Times Union. For more on these stories, you can go to timesunion.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, as always, thank you.
Thank you, David.